Well, hello guys, how are you? It's raining here today. 12 degrees. Still a little bit breezy. Terrible weather.
What you expect? It's England and it's UK, innit?
Shut up. Go back under that rock. Anyway, here's a kind of an item I thought I'd bring up in case it affects you if you have a Hotmail account for your email. I know I have. I've had it for, well, donkey's years. That's a long time, by the way. And it's never been a problem. Of course, I have my Hotmail account attached to a lot of different things. And all of a sudden, I got a couple of messages saying my OneDrive is getting full. And I thought, well, who cares? Because I don't really use a OneDrive, and this is my Hotmail account. But then they sent me a message saying, you can't do any more emails. You can't receive or resend emails from your Hotmail account because your OneDrive is full. Now, a couple of years ago, quite a few years ago, the OneDrive has never been connected with your Hotmail account. But some reason or other, they've connected the two together. Didn't tell anybody. And so that means all your attachments in your emails or whatever goes to your OneDrive. And it gets full without you knowing it. And it's amazing how Microsoft can almost shut your account down because you've got no room left. That was never the case before, was it? Very underhand tactics from Microsoft. Kind of a scam in a way. And when you click on the link, it takes you to your OneDrive and it tells you how to buy more space. Buy. And not so much free up space on your OneDrive. And most people's OneDrive is getting full up even though they don't even know it. Because like I say, it's attached to your Hotmail account now. Anyway, I went into my OneDrive and deleted loads of stuff. But I'm still getting the warning messages, so I don't know whether it's done anything or it takes a couple of days to fix it. At the moment, I can still use my Hotmail account now. But for many people, it's just going to shut it down. I can't understand Microsoft. They must be feeling the pinch for money to run a scam like this. And I'm very seriously considering of getting another email from somewhere else. Only trouble is I'll also have to change quite a few things it's connected to, like, say, my broadband and everything else. Anyway, if you have a Hotmail account but haven't any warnings yet, I'd check your OneDrive and see how much space you got left. You get 5 gigabytes of free space. Like I say, it was never a problem because I didn't actually use it. But now it's connected to your Hotmail account, so all the information goes to your OneDrive. Many of you have any pictures or attachments and it can get filled up really quickly. But you don't know, because they never told you. And it's all because of a sales pitch. They want to sell you Microsoft 365. Or get you to pay for storage, you know, every month or once a year. I don't know, guys, aren't you getting sick of being scammed by these great big companies all the time? Where's the consumer protection? In every operating system that's come out since Windows 7, Microsoft has almost full control of your operating system. You remember XP? You could do whatever you like because it was your system, but not now. Anyway, some information and a moan. I got that in. And I'll catch you guys later. Let me know what you think. Take it easy.